And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start in Richmond, Virginia, where a judge has rejected a request to suspend the sale of city-owned property to Planned Parenthood for only $10. Yeah, $10 for property assessed at $1.2 million. A doctor, Dr. Sheila Furry, who's a psychiatrist offering educational services to children with special needs, was denied the opportunity to bid on the property, and instead the city council unanimously approved this sweetheart of a deal to the baby murder giants. And the mayor of Richmond claimed that this will meet Richmonders right where they are. Certainly not the ones in the womb. You're not meeting them there at all, unless it's to murder them. Yeah, like, looks like the city of Richmond a little bit more interested in expanding the abortion industry than supporting legitimate health care providers or protecting the lives of the unborn. And up north we go now to our friends in Canada, where the Conservative Party in the country has promised to introduce a new online harms bill to counter legislation from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberals that aim to further clamp down on online hate speech. One Conservative MP said their bill will protect Canadians online while preserving civil liberties, unlike Trudeau's bill, which could lead to more people jailed for, quote, hate crimes or fined $50,000 for posts the government deems offensive. The Conservative bill promises to focus on actual criminal behavior without creating a government-managed surveillance state. The government-managed surveillance state is actually what Trudeau is aiming for. Moving on to a concerning development, Oprah Winfrey now telling us that we should, quote, honor and have reverence toward AI. Reverence? In a new ABC special with Bill Gates, Oprah said we should respect AI and describe it in terms of yin and yang symbolism. So, worship AI. Talk show queen has found a new deity to promote, and it ain't Jesus. Never was. Moving on, the sanctuary state of California may soon offer discounted cell phone service to illegal aliens who do not have social security numbers. The proposal comes on the heels of Governor Gavin Newsom's expanding taxpayer-funded health insurance to illegal aliens last year. An estimated 4.7 million illegal aliens and their U.S.-born children are now residing in California. And California, well, they've stopped prioritizing their legal residents who are moving out of the state in droves anyway, and they're prioritizing the illegals. I don't know how much longer that will be sustainable. Finally, a disturbing story published in the American Journal of Psychiatry has found that high doses of ADHD drugs can lead to psychosis, putting almost 30% of those with prescriptions at risk. That's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.